Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Making rivers, and that is CRC Music. CRC is not far away from us. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at. The time now, 9 minutes just after 2 on Heart to Heart with me. Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Els comes through with something else. Promise the family that I'll be talking to Pastor Gladwell Zabane, and we're saying to you how to love your partner without making them pay for your traumas. How do you do that? Is it possible? Some of us are not even aware that we are doing that. And when your partner makes you aware, you get angry. You wish baska go botsane. But hey, how do we do that? Do we choose love first? What do we do? And so Pastor Gladwell Zabane is with us today. Muruti Tobela.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you? How
are
you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
No, I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm very strong. Thank you so much, man. How are you?
It's been a minute, but thank you for talking to us today. You know, I was excited by that song. It's still playing in my head. I'm trying to take it out, but it's one of those that has to play. Let your wind blow. You know, it keeps playing. So, it's called Makach. As I'm talking, and then I'm like, let your wind blow, you know? But we're talking today about something that's so serious. So many of us have traumas in our lives. We are going through life, and we are going through life because of our past.
Yeah.
We've been, it's been a trauma. We never realized it was a trauma. We never got counseling for it. Some, we were young, trying out our heart into love matters. And we got bitten right there. And so we are now in a relationship. We are seeing Sibongile everywhere. Even when the person is not Sibongile or Sibongilizing you, but you are seeing, hey, that's danger. I don't want that. I've gone through that. Not again. And you find that at the end of the day, we are not even enjoying our relationships. We are not enjoying our marriages because we are there making them pay without even being aware. And when they make us aware, we get angry at it.
Yeah. No, that's very true. You know, you said a mouthful. And one of the major causes of that is the fact that when we, some of us, when we start new relationships, it's because you are coming directly from a relationship where you've been hurting and you've been going through trauma. Sometimes it could be even things that come, that go way back from the past, even from the upbringing, the background, and so on. But now the problem, as you rightfully mentioned, is that we have not dealt with ourselves to address ourselves to say, am I ready for a relationship? In other words, what I'm trying to say is that we often get into relationships to escape from some other bad experience that we've had in the past. And so the hope is that getting into the new relationship or even getting married will somehow take care of the trauma that one has experienced. It will cause one to move past that trauma without you having to deal with it. And that is one of the major causes why we experience such things. And so when we are into the relationship or into the marriage, we then pass that on to our partner, or to our spouse. Because the challenge is that we are not willing to deal with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are not willing to deal with them, the experiences from, you know, our past.
Mm.
And so we hope that having someone in our life will help us forget. It will help us get over and move past whatever pain and discomfort we might have experienced in the past.
Sure. So it's an escape. So when you get into a relationship or you get into marriage, it's an escape.
It is an escape.
Are we aware that we are doing that, or is it something that is done
subconsciously? Most of the time we're not aware. It's because we're driven by the pain, and we're driven by the pressure to ease the pain, and so we don't realize what we actually doing by getting into these relationships and getting into marriage. We think our mind tells us, I finally found something that makes me happy, and so as a result, I'm going to be fine because now I found someone who makes me happy. And unfortunately, that is not the case, because as much as you can be in love with someone, as much as you can find someone who loves you and they love you, but you still have to deal with the issues in your life. Mm. And only you can do that.
So it's done subconsciously.
It's done subconsciously, absolutely.
And it's driven by fear, it's driven by pain. So how are you going to be able to identify it? Do we depend on our spouses to identify that I have this?
You know, unfortunately, for most of us, that's not how we find out what is really happening to us. But how we find out is when our behavior creates problems in the relationship or in the marriage, and then our spouse, your spouse responds to your behavior that is becoming hurtful and that is becoming harmful, and that's when then you both realize there's a problem. But then often for most people, they are not able to even acknowledge that the problem is truly on my side and I have to deal with it, even though they may become aware that this situation is caused by my behavior, which stems from the fact that I haven't dealt with myself relating to my issues in the past.
Mm.
We are fully cognizant of that, but we are not ready to deal with that, because the belief or the thinking behind it is, you are here, you know, you are supposed to make me feel better.
Mm.
Or that's why you hear people saying, if you love me, you will accept me as I am.
Yeah.
Which means don't address my issues. Don't address.
And what I understand about marriage and what I understand about relationship, it helps you grow. It helps you become better. It brings out the better you. That's what a relationship should do, should bring out the better you.
Yeah. You see, that is the thing, that because remember that when we get into relationships, if we look at Genesis 2:24, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Mm.
So the point is to grow towards one another. It's to grow together. It's to help each other to become better people. It's to help each other to face the issues and the vicissitudes of life.
Mm.
But now, what that does is that it creates a mentality in us that says, this person should actually take care of me to such an extent that they should make me feel all right, despite the fact that I'm not dealing with myself and I'm not dealing with my issues. So how we look at relationships and marriage also determines our behavior relating to our past experiences.
Mm.
So we need to be very, very cautious to look into that, to say, what do we do? For instance, Paul says in Philippians 3, talking about himself personally, he says in verse 13, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing." Now, notice that he focuses on that.
Mm-hmm.
"I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Mm.
So it means that he's aware that there are issues from the past, and he focuses on dealing with these issues. When he talks about forgetting them, he's not talking about sweeping things under the carpet.
Mm.
But what he's saying is he works hard to ensure that he overcomes these things to the point where they don't bother him anymore,
mm.
to the point where he heals from the pain, to the point where he's able to move forward and continue doing what is important to do at that time. As you can see in verse 14, he says, I press on to reach the end of the race
mm.
and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. So it means that he's ready to deal with himself so that when he faces the church, when he faces believers, when he faces the world out
mm-hmm.
there, he himself
mm-hmm.
has dealt with whatever issues that might have hindered. Because if you don't, you tend to put the responsibility
for
those issues and for what happened on your spouse
mm-hmm.
and on your partner. And then it becomes a heavy burden because they also have their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's so sad, actually, as well, Muruti, to see somebody losing something so beautiful that everybody else admired, loved, because of their own either fears or angers or mm-hmm. trauma, whatever that they dealt with in the past, and they brought them here. Now they're seeing them everywhere and not even agreeing to deal with that, to deal with themselves. So, are we saying to partners, when you are in a relationship, when you're in a marriage, when you are in a courtship, check yourself?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. You know, in fact, for some of us, we are a little late because that's something that needs to be done
before
you even commit in a relationship or marriage.
Okay.
Deal with yourself to ensure. You know, for example, James addresses it this way in chapter 5, verse 16.
Mm.
He says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, you see, the question of confessing your sins to one another, it says that when you enter into a relationship, you need to open up to your spouse about whatever challenges, whatever experiences you may have had.
Whatever doubts, whatever fears.
Whatever fears.
Okay, you know? All right.
So that both of you can talk about it and then pray for each other. Because that's how the healing process is kick-started.
Okay.
So if you're not talking about it, and number one, it means we don't have a chance to pray about it. And therefore, it means that you're not putting yourself in a position to receive healing from that.
Mm.
And so now these kind of things, the thing about it is they have a tendency to come up when we least expect them in the behavior of the person you're in a relationship or in a
some outbursts.
Yes. Yeah. And even not, you know, it's outbursts first,
okay.
but then also beyond that.
Uh-huh.
Day-to-day behavior.
Okay.
Like you rightfully said when you started that, you begin to see certain character traits and certain behaviors, and then you're like, this looks familiar.
I'm not going to deal with that.
I'm not going to deal with that.
You know what I like saying?
Yeah.
And now I'm grateful for the Lord for the journey I'm at in my life. I would say to someone, I've walked on those streets. I know each house number and everybody who lives in that. So I recognize it from afar.
Yes, absolutely. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Ke khaza ba animal.
Yes, absolutely. And so now the thing is, we then put the blame on the partner or on the spouse.
Ish.
When in actual fact, they are simply becoming themselves. If we had dealt with our issues earlier, then when those kind of behaviors came up, if it's something that is not pleasing to you, it could make it easier to just talk about it and point it out without saying, you know what, I've been there, and I don't want to go there again. it be something that comes up, and then we deal with it to say, hey, there's this kind of a thing. Can we do it differently? Can we find the best way to address these kind of matters or to deal with these kind of matters? So it's very, very important to understand that your spouse or your partner is not responsible for what happened to you in the past.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah.
You know, your spouse is not responsible for what happened to you in the past. You are responsible for making sure that you heal and move past what happened to you previously.
And I think one of the things that we do, we say, or we think our spouses, our courtships are responsible to make us, for our happiness, to make us happy. And it's not, they are not responsible for that. We are the ones who should be working on our own happiness.
Very true. Mm. Very true. We are the ones who should be, who are responsible for our own happiness, because no one can make you happy.
Mm.
And you can certainly make no one happy.
All right. Now, Moruti, let's take a break. And when we come back, there's this question that keeps coming up, that if I see that my spouse, my my partner is making me pay, what should I do? Okay, before we take a break, let's take a family bit about the line. All right, I was about to take your call because I saw you calling in. So I was about to take your call so we can hear you out before we take a break with Pastor Letwell Zabani. So most of the times we want to make them aware that you're doing this to me. what should I do? Should I tell him? I'm not Zabani. I am Dlamini. So please walk slow, please.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do it even in our, at our workspace. Sometimes we do it on our children.
Absolutely.
You're taking out wherever to your, on your children, on at your working place, to your friends. So if you are on the receiving end, now I'm just shifting the tables a little bit. We will come back to the one who needs to check on themselves and work on themselves and say, what should they be looking at and doing to help themselves? But let's check on the one who's receiving. But before we do that, let's take these sounds by Dr. Dumi. That name, we're coming back.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You At. It's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan Els on something else. And at 4 o'clock, he says goodbye. Ayanda Nenemba says hello to you on Spectrum Tot Ses Ir. And yeah, my family, we gave you the sounds of Dr. Tumi. That name. 25 minutes it is, just before 3. And I asked Moruti a question before we went to the song. And my question was now to the receiving end. If you just joined us, we are answering the question, how to love your spouse without making them pay for your traumas. So this is Where We At with Pastor Letwell Zabani. So you can join our conversation. 012-334-322 is the number that you can dial. 012-334-1322. Alternatively, drop us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. WhatsApp, Telegram, 082-657-2729. SMS line, 37871. 37871. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sisi Sibongile?
Ah, namhlanje ngithokoze kakhulu, ufanele ngisho ngithi wena wekunene Dlamini. Wena lo wacetha luhambo ngokuhlehletela. Ay man. So what baba?
Yebo njani Sisi Sibongile?
Siyaphila baba, welcome.
Amen. Mfundisi wami ninjani lapho? No, siyaphila uNkulunkulu umuso sigcinile baba ninjani? Ah, just inkosi uyabusa mfundisi wami. Sisi Sibongile. Okokuqala nje ngizocela ukukomplaina.
Ithi ngizibambi.
No, hayi, akusi complain seriously.
Yes.
Ngifuna ukuthi kubaba uNkomo kudala ngagcina ukuzivoice yakhe.
No, akabuyi ubaba uNkomo, uyazi.
Ayibuyi indoda kaSombo.
Ayibuye. Uyavakasha yena, uyavakasha athi sanibona ngikhona, ngilalele, abese yaphuma. Hayi mara akabuye.
Akabuye.
Eh.
Ya. Yazi Sibongile kunenye into engiyirealizile.
Mm.
Ngaphandle kokuthi umuntu beka abuse ahlushwa ku previous marriage, i divorce yona ngokwayo inenkinga, just for the fact ukuthi uphuma ku divorce uphuma alimele, iyalimaza i divorce yona ngokwayo, noma ngabe uphuma emshadweni o right but for the fact ukuthi ubuya ku divorce, whether it good divorce yena, whether u divorceiwe, i divorce yona ngokwayo
iyalimaza.
Ibhlungu. Umuntu nje umaphuma ku divorce, whether beka abuse, whether beka abuse, kufanele athole i counseling.
Yeah.
Ngaphambi kokuba andlulele phambili.
Yeah.
But manje ngicela ukukubuza kumfundisi ukuthi ingabe lo muntu lona oyinkinga la kulomshado uyakhona ukuzibona ukuthi uyinkinga la ngaphandle kaphandle kokuthi abikezwe ama symptoms wokuthi uzozibona ngaloku naloku naloku.
All right. Thank you so much Babu Nkosi.
Amen.
Babu Nkosi says if a person has gone through divorce, divorce hurts. It hurts whether you're the one who divorced the other or the other way around. But if somebody divorces with their spouse, it hurts. And I'm going to add and say, even when a relationship breaks, it hurts. It is as though people are divorcing, especially depending on what they were doing in that courtship, in that relationship as well. How deep have they gone into that relationship? It hurts. So he says, it doesn't matter who did what. As long as there was divorce, it hurts. And you find that you bring that into your marriage. And so he says, what are does the person who is going through, or who's not going through, but the troublesome one, I didn't want to use that, Babu Nkosi, the one who's the trouble in the marriage or in that relationships, who brings about trouble? Do they see themselves before somebody can even say these are the symptoms and identify them?
Yeah, you know, most of the time, they don't actually realize what they are doing. They don't realize, they don't see themselves as to the fact that they are the ones causing trouble in their relationship, because they simply, you see, this is how character is formed. It is not something that we are born with, but it's something that we develop as we come across experiences of life. We take decisions, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. And so if you are coming from a divorce, for example, and you've had certain types of experiences, it makes you take a decision, even unconsciously so, to say from this point onward, this is how I'm going to do things, this is how I'm going to behave. And now that's how one's character develops over time. And then you find that now you've already psyched yourself to behave in a particular way, and you see nothing wrong with that. You could see it as a defense mechanism. You could see it as a coping mechanism for you, even though you may not consciously be thinking of it that way. But in the back of your mind, it's a defensive you know, by instinct, when someone, when you come across certain circumstances, you just automatically behave that way. I use the word automatically cautiously because, you know, because of the fact that you've already told yourself that I have to behave this way in order to avoid getting hurt or avoid experiencing whatever I may have experienced in the past. So you don't literally see yourself that this is what you're doing. That is why it's very difficult for even their spouse to point this out to them.
Mm.
Because then they perceive it as you are attacking me, you're belittling me.
Mm.
And so in response to that, I have to defend myself.
Mm.
And then they become worse.
Mm. And then they become worse.
Yeah, they become more difficult to deal with.
So these are the walls that one has built when they got hurt.
Walls that one has built.
That make it also very difficult for one to receive love.
Yes, because of the fact that you built those walls, certainly you don't want to break them. Because they give you some sort of comfort to say, I feel safe, I feel comfortable behind these walls, so I'm not breaking them. It takes you know, someone else to try and knock on that wall to make you realize that, you know, this is actually not healthy for you and for the relationship.
Some of us have put ourselves in ice. We are in ice. We need somebody to just be the sun. And when that sun comes, that's when it starts, the ice starts melting and we come out. Because those are the walls of limitation. Then at the end of the day, the relationship doesn't go as far as it was supposed to. Some have broken up. Some are no longer together because of that, which is so sad. Now, before we come back to my question, when I said, what do you do when you're on the receiving end? Babunkosi mentioned the signs and symptoms. Can we have those? Do we have some of them?
Signs and symptoms
of the one who is who has traumas.
Oh yes, okay, yeah, no, we absolutely do. The first one is the person becomes overly defensive of themselves. You just need to mention something to them, and they jump to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They over explain themselves. Another sign is that they become overthinkers. They overthink everything. Another sign is that they become highly suspicious of every other person. They look at other people with suspicion because of the anticipation that you might bring back what I went through in the past. And so they become highly suspicious of that.
So I'm in a relationship with you, but I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one is that they become skeptical. They criticize a lot because what they're doing is they try to, fix their spouse. No, they try to fix their past by trying to fix their spouse. So it means then I'm going to be very attentive to every little thing you do and say, and immediately I see something that to me says this relates to the past, then immediately I jump to try and correct it. Not necessarily because the spouse may be wrong, but because I'm actually trying to deal with myself through you by correcting you and correcting every little thing you do. So those are some of the signs that you see in people who are that way and have developed their characters in that way and have built these walls around themselves.
Is it possible for the one who's on the receiving end to be seeing, to have paranoia as well?
To have
paranoia.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let me reverse. Let me put it the right way. The one who says the other one is defensive, overthinking, suspicious, skeptical, could it be that they are the ones with the traumas, but now they think the other one is doing all of that? Is it possible to have such a scenario?
No, it's very possible.
Okay.
And in fact, in many situations, that is the case, where you find both of them having the same kind of challenges, but without acknowledging that this is what is happening. And you know, sadly, this affects Christians a lot more than we realize, because, you know, we are very quick to use scripture to defend ourselves. We are very quick to use scripture to correct the other person. We are very quick to use scripture, sometimes even to hide behind scripture. When you find a very well-known example, when you find a woman saying to her husband, the Bible says, husband, love your wife. You know, you are using scripture, but you are using it to try and correct the other person,
okay,
to try and deal with yourself. In other words, you're indirectly saying to that person, I feel that you're not loving me enough. And the husband could say, the Bible says, wife, submit to your husband. And then it becomes that argument, you know, taking each other back and forth in that way. And without really coming to some, you know, a constructive solution to say, look, our relationship is in trouble. Our marriage is in trouble. We really need to do something to fix this, and we need to look at ourselves individually. So you must first look at yourself. That's what Christ said. No, first remove this huge thing in front of your eye before you can deal with the other person. So, you know, most of the time we don't see this huge obstacle that's standing before us, but somehow we manage to see on the other side, for the simple reason that we built these walls around ourselves, and we see that as a defensive mechanism. I like what Babungosi said when he said people should really consider counseling.
Yeah, people should really consider counseling. Somebody just wrote in. They don't want me to mention their name, but hey. And he says it is called projection. And then projection is a defense mechanism by which an individual unconsciously attributes their behavior, emotions, impulses, undesirable characteristics and thoughts to others. It is a way of taking our internal dialogue and turning it into an external exchange, as if our own beliefs or behaviors belong to someone else. That is sad. That is sad. And that shouldn't be happening in marriage.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because you see, the other thing is, when we seek marriage, we go with our emotions, and that overshadows our thinking to the point where we don't think about, we ask ourselves questions like, do I really know what marriage is? Do I really know what is involved in marriage? Do I really know what I'm getting myself into? And so we're just jumping there because I feel I'm attracted to you, I feel I'm in love with you, and I feel you are the perfect spouse for me. So I jump in there. But now, it has created expectations, huge expectations from me, in other words, expectations on you. I'm having huge expectations on you without being ready to give anything at the same time.
All right.
And so now it becomes a one-way street.
All right. A family member says, Spongile, please don't forget to ask Muruti if you're on the receiving end what to do. As we are wrapping up, I get the sense that we will have to come back. And yes, I did ask that question, but we went via this and that and that. And so we are coming back to it as we are wrapping up. And let me acknowledge Frankie Agrabs as well. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. We love you too. Muruti, what do we say in response to that and also closing it for today?
Yeah, when you're on the receiving end, the first thing that is important to do is to bring it up, talk about it.
Okay.
Immediately when you see the first sign, talk about it. You see, the problem sometimes is we say, no, it will get better.
And I think one of the wrong things that we do when you see it for the first time, you fight about it.
Yes.
You don't talk. You don't wait until the situation is, you fight.
Yeah.
You want to fight back. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that, you know, you don't sweep it under the carpet and say, no, look, over time, love will take care of it. No, you're going to find out that you are responsible for addressing those issues and making sure that it doesn't, you know, move beyond that point without being properly addressed. And okay. I like what you say, that, you know, it's not something to fight about. It's something to talk about.
Yeah.
Bring it to the attention of the other person that, you know, this is what I noticed. Can we talk about it and try to get clarity as to what is happening there? So it's the same thing that Jane says, confess your fault to one another and pray for one another.
Mm.
So people must talk in relationship.
Mm.
And that's how you enhance
communication. Communication. Muruti, people, I'm going to put a comma right there when we say people must talk in relationships. Communication is very important. And family, we are... family, it's already too late to take a call. I'm sorry, I'm unable to take your call. I want to. All of my being wants to, but unfortunately I have to not take that call because we are already almost at the end. I'm so sorry, my family. He will come back. I'll make sure of it. If you want to talk to Pastor Gladwell Zabani on socials, he is Gladwell Zabani on email. He's GladwellZabani@gmail.com. GladwellZabani@gmail.com. 071-148-4938 is the WhatsApp number. 071-148-4938. 071-148-4938. I am signing out. Next up is Germany. Johan Els with something else. Avusi on the controls. And after Germany. Now I nearly said after Pastor Gladwell. But after Germany, Johan Els, then we have Ayanda Nenemba with Spectrum. Muruti, can we pray for our couples as we go?
Yes, absolutely. Let us do that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Our hearts look up to you. Father, we trust in you. We believe in you. We know that your name is a refuge for our souls. Father, in Jesus' name, we have so many things in our lives, our experiences have affected us in so many ways, and our characters have been twisted and affected. And sometimes we don't even see it, and we find it difficult to come out of it. But we come before you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to ask you to help us. Because your word says all flesh comes to you because you hear prayer. And so, Father, we pray for everyone who is affected in any way whatsoever or touched by any of the things we mentioned here today. We pray that you help them. We pray that you lead them, Father God, to the right kind of counseling. In the name of Jesus, and that you strengthen them, open their eyes, help them to realize what is really happening and what they are really doing. In the name of Jesus, strengthen those on the receiving end, Father God, and give them the wisdom to know how to handle matters of this nature. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you, Muruti. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, man.
Leaving with the sounds of Israel Horton, actually. Love God and love people. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, on something else.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.